one thing you and I will never get sick of is people driving into buildings.
Oh, yeah, we'll never get sick of that. It's fascinating that it keeps happening, too.
Yeah, that people drive their car into a building.
Like right into a building. Just make a left into the 7-Eleven. But, like, into the 7-Eleven.
Right. It's that 7-Eleven has been there for 25 years. You know it's there. But people keep hitting buildings, and it fascinates both of us.
Yeah, so, it's amazing.
So a woman in Alabama drove her car through a Home Depot on Friday.
Oh, God.
And then she stole a couple things and then drove off. But she didn't drive into the Home Depot. She drove through the Home Depot.
It.
Yeah.
Move out the way! Move out the way! Move out the way!
I love that they're having to tell people to move. This is how stupid people are now. A car is down aisle 6.
And she's literally driving around Home Depot stealing stuff? Literally
stealing
just driving?
Stuff, driving right through it. But people aren't paying attention. So they're just standing in aisle 6, not moving when a car is coming down. This is how stupid people are nowadays. You have a woman driving through a Home Depot. Then you have people just standing there like, I know, but
move out of the way.
Where is the Velcro? I'm looking for nails. Can you find somebody to help me find nails?
I didn't realize you could park in here.
Move out the way.
I need to match this paint color. Oh, who's yelling? Stop it.
She didn't feel like getting out of the car because, you know, she didn't want to wear a mask. It's safe in the car. So she drove in. She's thinking, you know, everything should be drive through these days. I went and got a Starbucks. Mm-hmm. I got some Chick-fil-A. Now I'm gonna go to the drive through Home Depot. But they don't have a drive through Home Depot. They do
they
now.
They do now. And that will teach you, Home Depot, to tell me to wear a mask.
How big was the car? I mean, how'd she get it through the wall?
Well, the doors at Home Depot are pretty big.
Oh, she went through the front door.
Yeah. The doors at Home Depot are huge because they have tractors and all kinds of things inside. So you can drive right in.
Oh.
So she, I guess, went up to the door and the door opened up and she went in.
Well, in her defense, she did think it was a drive-thru.
You know, there's supposed to be somebody at the front door counting people and letting you in, but I guess they didn't have that person that day. Yeah, she's right in the middle of the lane. She's like an aisle 6.
Drive in, honk. You guys have any carburetors?
See, people aren't moving. They're just standing there. It's a nice car. It looks like a Tesla.
So do you think that the reason why they weren't moving is because they were like, wait a minute, I parked and walked in here. What the hell?
She actually got out of the car, walked over to something, grabbed it, and went back into the car. Got out the front door, walked around the back, grabbed a drill, and then went back in.